We have got economic news to share with you this morning. The new jobs report is out, and it shows that the U.S. economy added 157,000 jobs in the month of July. That pushed down the unemployment rate to 3.9%. Joining us to talk more about this, NPR senior business editor Uri Berliner. Hey, Uri.
Hey, Rachel.
3.9%. That's real low.
Really low, really low. It's so low that employers are having a hard time finding workers. They're really going through some extraordinary measures to find people. We even had a story on about one company that was willing to give drug treatment for job applicants who failed their drug tests because they wanted workers so badly.
But overall, doesn't that mean that's a good indicator for the health of the economy, though, isn't it?
It's a really good indicator, a very healthy job market. I mean, for workers, this is a good time. And one thing that should be better, though, is wages.
Right. So wages, we've talked about this for many, many months, that they have remained flat. Though in this jobs report out today, it looks like they're ticking up.
They're ticking up a bit. Yeah, they're growing at a 2.7 annual rate, which is okay. It's not gangbusters. And there are, this lack of wage growth has puzzled a lot of economists for some time now. Why is it happening if employers need workers so badly?
Right. And we just don't have the answer to that question.
There are theories. You know, some are that the decline of unions has played a factor, that the older workers are leaving the workforce, younger workers are coming in who don't get paid as much, that employers are compensating workers in other ways, like paying more for their health care or giving them perks like, pet care or something like that.
So I want to turn you to some other news this morning, tariffs, the ongoing tariff story. China has now announced that it will impose retaliatory tariffs if the Trump administration moves ahead with its latest threat to raise tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods. This was announced this week. President Trump says it's easy to win trade wars. Is this what winning looks like?
I don't know, but this tit-for-tat game is in full force right now. China says it's ready to hit the U.S. with these tariffs if President Trump goes ahead with these $200 billion worth of tariffs. These are all threats right now. They could back off, but if they escalate, we could see whether we can win a trade war and what a really severe trade war looks like.
Do we know, Uri, if there are any ongoing conversations between the U.S. and China right now to put an end to this thing?
Well, we know that there were and that those talks fizzled. They really didn't achieve any progress. This morning, Larry Kudlow, the chief White House economic advisor, said there's some hint, some indication that the Chinese may be willing to negotiate, that the U.S. would be willing to negotiate, and that those talks may resume. But we really haven't seen any progress at all.
Have Americans started seeing consequences from the trade war yet?
Well, not in this jobs report. I mean, in fact, manufacturing, which is the one area you'd expect to see some short-term impacts, manufacturing jobs went up quite a bit in this last report, but the full force of the tariffs aren't in effect yet. It's just the early stages of these tariffs.
All right. To be continued, NPR senior business editor Uri Berliner for us this morning. Thanks so much, Uri.
You're welcome.